Welcome to the Awaken Engage podcast. I'm your host, Dave Jones. Episode, We're Quite Stretchy. We're quite stretchy. That's what the tall, spindly, as if they were on bendy stilts, fellas in sparkly blue leotards told me last night, before they went about their magic in my body while I slept. The last glimpse I had of them, before I had drifted into dreamland, was of them gleefully and joyfully and effortlessly and playfully pulling on the tissues and tendons and ligaments in my head and neck and back as if they were made of taffy. I chuckled good-naturedly at the sheer ridiculousness of the scene. When I awoke in the middle of the night, I realized that my neck had no pain whatsoever and almost complete mobility. This morning, more of the same. For 2 days, walking has been one piercing stab after another. Today, I not only hiked the trails, I climbed the steepest section and ran up another. 10 feet from the end of the trail, I stepped on a piece of debris and almost lost balance. I thought, well, here we go again. But nothing. Neck and back and eye are fine, almost as if nothing had happened. Thank you, stretchy men. Crazy? Sure. But I love it. In case you missed the story behind these kinds of intentional invitations to visitors to do healing work on our bodies in my previous post and podcast titled Migraine Story, number 32, here's a bit of background. Years ago, a friend loaned me the book Zen in the Martial Arts by Joe Hymas. In the book, Hymas tells the story of a martial arts master who severely injures his hand doing a demonstration and guides his hand back to healing by imagining little men coming to work on it each night before he would go to sleep and while he was asleep. His recovery was, by all accounts, miraculous and unprecedented. When I was first reading this story, I immediately had a vision that I will retell at another time, one that led to incredible, almost instantaneous healing of several symptoms. And I've invited similar imagery during different stages of healing with different ailments to great success. So last night, before I went to sleep, I opened my awareness to whatever and whoever would like to visit my body and help it heal. Stretchy, tall fellas in sparkly blue leotards showed up. And they worked with the body to allow it to make whatever adjustments it needed to make. Again, thank you, stretchy men. And thank you to all of my teachers who have invited me to explore and experience spheres of healing that I would have poo-pooed earlier in my life. Okay. There's actually a lot more to share, including the trauma responses that arose before the stretchy men arrived. Trauma responses connected to more than a half decade of chronic disability. And I want to share with you the power of functional neurology and ways I have found to tap into the creative unconscious, or rather, allow ourselves to rest into the creative unconscious, where the wisdom of life lives. But that's for later. Peace.